So this week we're looking at a press release from Forward NC, which claims that Tom Tillis has chosen the Koch brothers over North Carolina jobs.
That sounds pretty bad. Has Tom Tillis chosen the Koch brothers over North Carolina jobs?
That is debatable. The Koch brothers certainly do put a good amount of money into Americans for Prosperity, a special interest group, which recently released several ads claiming that states need to stop the Hollywood handout.
So what is the basis for the accusation, though, that Tom Tillis has chosen the Koch brothers?
The amendment that was presented would have reduced the cap on payouts from $20 million to $15 million per project and decreased the tax break offered to these production companies. It was proposed by Republican Representative Ted Davis out of New Hanover, and also known as Wilmywood, I think. Prior to the committee meeting, it apparently had strong Republican support. However, on Wednesday, it was defeated on a 20-16 vote. According to Democratic Rep. Susie Hamilton, also in Wilmington, this is because Tom Tillis's staff was actively, quote, working the room against Ted Davis and getting individual members to change their previous supporting votes to nays. So she's been pretty outspoken about Tillis having double-crossed Ted Davis on this issue.
Well, that's an accusation in this press release that Tom Tillis's conviction for the film industry has, quote, melted like ice cream in the summer. Is there any truth to that or any basis to that claim?
You know what? I'm not sure if his conviction was ever really that strong. Again, he did vote in support of the original incentives bill back in 2010. But he's really been vague at best on the issue of extensions. Almost immediately after the original bill passed, he started this kind of auto response of, yes, the film industry is important to North Carolina, we want to keep studios here, but we also need to lower tax rates and have fewer regulations and fewer incentives in place. So I don't know that there was ever this resounding, yes, I want incentives, that was somehow struck down by the Koch brothers.
So on the Megameter rating scale of 1 to 5, what's this rank?
I'm going to give it a 4 because bringing in the Koch brothers is really just, I think, unnecessary here. But of course, it does have the tactic of presenting these evil tycoons who are just whispering into Tillis's ear that, you know, do this, and then you've got kind of Tillis's goons allegedly circling the room and changing votes. And I'm not sure that his support of the incentives extension has ever been that solid or something that the Koch brothers could suddenly just knock down with these ads that they put out.